Shortly after mad cow disease was discovered last December in a single animal in Washington state, Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman made a pledge. She said the U.S. would move quickly to adopt a system allowing it to identify within 48 hours the herd from which a diseased cow originated. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, that process is turning out to be anything but quick.
A national animal identification system would begin with the nation's 100 million cattle, but eventually would include other livestock as well. While agriculture officials say they will start developing it within the next few weeks, some in the industry estimate it will be 5 to 7 years before all U.S. cattle are part of a national ID program. USDA Undersecretary Bill Hawks says his agency is still committed to moving as quickly as possible, but before launching a national program, he says it's important to look at the ID systems already out there.
So to pick one technology and say that we can have it implemented in 90 days, 60 days, as some have suggested, would probably be the inappropriate thing to do.
Several livestock associations across the country already have tracking systems in place. The Holstein Association is operating a pilot program that's keeping track of 1.2 million cattle in 47 states. Program coordinator Jody Lutrop says the cattle have small radio frequency identification chips implanted in their ears.
When an animal goes through a market that we have a reader in, it records that animal was there that day. So what we do is compile a list for every animal in the system where she has all been throughout her lifetime from birth to processing.
If such systems were in place in Washington state last year, public health officials would have been able to quickly trace herd mates of the cow found with mad cow disease. As it was, the USDA was unable to locate 11 cows from that herd. The electronic ID tags cost about $3 apiece, but that's only the beginning. Some of the largest costs will come in administering and storing the mountains of data such a system will generate. The Agriculture Department estimates the total cost of the program at about $550 million and says it expects to cover about a third of that. The remainder would have to be paid for by the states and the beef industry. Rancher Doran Unick heads the Kansas Cattlemen Association. He worries that the cost of a national program may be even higher, as much as $1 billion, and that it's going to be borne largely by cattle producers.
There's some figures out there that saying it's going to be somewhere between $7 and $20 per head. You know, there's certain years when the average producer doesn't net $20 per head, and so this could actually put him in the red by having to comply with a mandatory ID system.
Of equal concern to ranchers is just how the data will be used. Some cattlemen worry that the big guns in the industry, meatpackers like Tyson, Swift, and Excel, could use the data to decide when and where to buy cattle and help them hold down prices. Groups representing cattle producers want all information gathered under a national animal ID system to remain confidential and available only for use by public health officials. USDA says these are among the issues it will consider as it works to develop a system that can find a single sick cow out of a national herd of 100 million. Greg Allen, NPR News.